What up, people? You know who it is. They always thinking of a day about a story one of my old friends told me. He incarcerated for murder right now, though. But he was like one of the worst serial killers to ever breathe oxygen on Earth. I mean, I went to visit him one time in jail, and he told me this story, and I thought it was kind of crazy, so I decided to share it with y'all. I gotta warn you, though, the story is kind of sick, so if you got a weak stomach, don't even listen. Take a journey through the path of a killer's mind. You're not expecting the worst, then you ill-advised. Psychopathic, it'd be hard to find a sicker mind. It's hard to put a number on how many niggas died. Cold sweating while he's sleeping when regrets hit him. He get excited when he think about his next victim. So anxious to get him when they got nobody with him. The highest recommended psychologist couldn't fix him. Nah. He sits at home alone while he drawing up his murder scheme. Like if they catch him, how to get away with murder clean. He think of things you couldn't picture in your worst dreams. Murder been circulating through his mind since he was 13. You think it's cause of something that his mom and pops did? No, it's cause of what they didn't do dealing with five kids. They only gave they love to four and he was not one. And that's what made him have his first thoughts about a shotgun. When he was 17, he carried out his first plan to execute immediate family. They was first hand. He got treated the worst, the oldest out of five. The youngest one was only one, and she was mama's pride. 2 o'clock in the morning, while everybody's sleeping, grabbed the biggest knife in the kitchen. On his late night creep, he hit his parents' room and started to cry. Slit his pop's throat first and stabbed his mom in both eyes. He put a pillow on her mouth just to silence all the hollers, and held it down with force until her soul drifted out of it. And then he hit the kids' room one by one. He kept it quiet just in case the neighbor might come. Hand over their mouth with the knife to their throat. Kissed them on their forehead before he started to poke. He saved the baby for last, cause he knew that was his parents' favorite. He slit the baby throat until she was decapitated. Well, now this nigga only 23 and got like 700 murders on his rap sheet. Dang. His last murder put his ass in a cell. This what he spoke of when he said he had a story to tell. Yeah. Everybody that surrounded put their ear to the jail. It was sickening, well, they still was listening, well. The judge showed no mercy and gave him death row. He didn't care, nope. Cause he knew that if they caught him, he would get the chair. But that was part of his plan. He was a lost kid to take as many lives as he could before he lost his. He had the will to kill no matter what the cost is. He thought that it would help him show the people who the boss is. He been living with the devil deep inside him. He laughing at his murders every time he describe him. His first murder gave him a rush and it became a trend. And now he marked for death next year. This is where the story ends.